We did test our individuals with a blood draw to see, you know, where they were at with lead, and well, way under state health department recommendations where they should be. We asked that the sheriff's department do the same thing, to do a blood draw. They did a pinprick test, which is, we were told, was not as an exact, and we had one individual that was higher than the others, but it was still way under the state health department standards. But they declined to do the blood draw. I think the lead issue was really a non-issue why they're moving. What the city did offer is, after the sheriff's department moved out, Chief Thompson and Andreas Hoover came up with the idea of moving the police department over to where the sheriff's department was. So in essence, we would get everything out of the area where the 911 system was. So it would be a totally separate area from the police department. And you wouldn't have to move everything. You put the new equipment in there. There's offices for them. I mean, everything was set up right there. And so you keep the costs down, because you wouldn't be moving everything. And I keep hearing about escalating costs of moving everything to the courthouse. And it really concerns me with how much money is being spent. Also, we said that, you know, we would do it at no rent. We've never charged rent for 911. We've had 911 dispatch from the beginning, and have never charged anything for it. The idea that the building is in the floodplain, that was another reason why it came up that it moved. And yes, it is in the floodplain. However, we are working on permanent flood protection. The state is partnering with us now. They've already asked us their numbers for the next biennium, so they are going to continue to be a partner with us. And that area is the next area that we would do. So, you know, within 6 to 8 years, we'll probably have that permanent flood protection. But in the meantime, we would not let City Hall, the fire department, and the police department go under. I mean, we know elevations. We can set up our flood protection as needed. These buildings would not go under. So I really don't feel that is a good argument either. So to me, that leaves no reason to be moving 911 to the basement of a building. And I haven't said this publicly before, but that is my feeling. I think it's a mistake, and I would hope that the citizens of Valley City would encourage Barnes County Commission members to relook at this whole issue and try to do something that makes sense. It doesn't cost extra money for the well-being of the citizens of Barnes County.